Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
In Pittsburgh tonight to face Sid the Kid and the rest of the Penguins, who need every point as they push for the final playoff spot over in the East. The Pens have no choice but to come to the rink ready to play, so the Hawks need to be ready to work. Well, hi again, everyone. John Weideman along with Troy Murray. We are here in Pittsburgh tonight where the Blackhawks take on the Pittsburgh Penguins for the final time this season. Shot the puck into the Penguin zone, then got it back and fires. He scores! It might have been deflected on the way in. Reese Johnson was standing in between Murphy and the Penguin net and may have tipped this, or it might be Murphy's goal all the way. Either way, the Hawks lead 1-0.
Jari didn't see this one coming through, didn't see it go into the net until he heard the clank of the pipe behind him. It's a big goal for the Hawks.
Jones slings it from the corner out to the right point, kept in by Letang. Slap pass to Crosby. Crosby, bottom of the right circle, fires, and Mrazek slides over and made a brilliant save with his left pad. Boy, you got to have some acrobatic in your game, and Peter Mrazek sure showed it there.
I feel pretty good out there. I think first period was good by us. Of course, we knew they were going to push hard, and they did in a second, but, we controlled the game really well. They tied the game, but... I think that's the road game that, we always should want to play.
35 seconds on the power play. Back to Petrie at the line. To Raquel, right point. Closing in. He'll fire. They score. It's Evgeny Malkin redirecting that shot in behind Peter Mrazek. Penguins cash in on their fourth power play and tie the score at one. It'll do his brother Seth, right wing center, right front of the benches. Slings it down the glass into the Penguin zone. Puck circles it and ends over the left point. Caleb Jones put it on goal. They score! It's Buddy Robinson! Jones fires toward the net from the left point. This deflects to Buddy Robinson standing in front of the Pittsburgh cage. And in his next motion, he put it in behind Jari for his first Blackhawk goal and a 2-1 Hawk lead with 9:38 left in the third. Seth Jones behind the net. Ends a pass up the right wing, a 2-on-1 break for the Hawks, led by Athanasio over the Penguin line. He fires, and a blocker save made. And then Athanasio pokes it off of Jari. He scores! Andreas Athanasio from behind the Penguin net threw the puck off the back of Jari's equipment, and it rolled back into the Penguin net. 3-1 in favor of the Hawks with 9:12 left in the third. How do you like me now? Now behind the net, Raquel pulls it out, put it in front. There's a scramble. Puck deflects up the slot. Tyler Johnson's got it. Carries to center ice. Pokes it off the right boards into the Penguin zone to himself and shoots. He scores! An empty net goal for Tyler Johnson. And that'll put this one out of reach. With 1:24 left in the third period, it's now 4-1 in favor of the Hawks. And the Hawks have officially spoiled the Penguin party. From behind the Hawk net, Zaitsev passing it up ice. Entwistle into the Hawk zone with a wide open net. He shoots, he scores! That's number 5 of the night for the Hawks.
We've played really good hockey as of late, and we just couldn't get over the hump in that third period. And tonight, they were determined to get over the hump. And a lot of credit, a lot of hard plays out there, like Dickey blocking a shot. I think it was on Malkin, and then Buddy had a big block and some really good plays in front of him. Peter was excellent all night when we needed him. So, I thought we managed the puck complete 60 minutes tonight, and that was frustrating for them.